OMG. Did you just suck at that TV or radio interview? If your media appearance went sideways, get in touch to request a free review. Just send us the video or audio, and our friendly experts will give you some ego-massaging feedback. Just Google Marvelous Media Training to find out more. Hi, I'm Steve Bleers, this time on the Media Training Podcast.
We're now asking people to stay alert,
make them clear, make them simple,
control the virus, and save lives.
And make them relevant. Okay, we are talking about key messages. What are they? Well, key messages are designed to be concise and clear. They'll include the most important points for your audience to remember. And they're designed to engage your audience, influence their thoughts, and motivate action. Let's kick off by talking about stuff that shouldn't go into your key messaging. Here's my brief, and I've got to say, incomplete list of elements to avoid. Number one, excessive detail. Really, avoid cluttering your message with too much information. Things like phone numbers, addresses, complex technical detail. That's just distracting. Second thing to avoid, repetition of your business name. This is a pet hate of mine. So, yes, reinforcing key points is a good idea, but excessively repeating the name of your organization will make you look and sound like a chump. Also, you'll never get invited back. Third thing to avoid in key messaging, jargon and technical terms. I've done a whole podcast on this. Also, off-topic information. Oh, there's another point on top of the point I've just remembered that I want to make. Leave that out completely. And number five, avoid sales pitches. Nothing is more of an audience turn-off during a media interview. And if it's pre-recorded, it'll get cut. So save your breath. So that's my list of key messaging things to avoid. Now that's out of the way, how do you go about planning or preparing key messages? Well, here's a great approach. At BitFamous, which is the training and coaching business behind Marvelous Media Training, we use an idea called running for mayor. Running for mayor, what does that mean? Well, this is an idea that's been developed by our MD, Penny Haslam, and the idea is to consider yourself or your organization as running for public office when considering how to talk and act when speaking about yourself. Just like running for mayor, but without lies and baby kissing. Yeah? Now, you're probably thinking, what's this got to do with key messages in a media interview? Bear with me. Because like a politician, when considering your key messages, ask yourself, what are my or my organization's campaign issues? So your campaign issues might be 2 to 3 topics you know about and have experience in that also speak to your wider constituency of voters, aka your clients, candidates, colleagues, investors, members of the public. Basically, the audience you want to speak to for whatever reason. Now, your campaign issues, that's your key messages, should be topics that people care about. Your audience are with them people, meaning what's in it for me. So when considering key messages, think from the viewer's or listener's perspective. Is this relevant to me? How does this benefit me? Does this meet my needs? Am I in a position to do anything about it right now? Is this helpful? Does it offer useful information and solutions? And is this message convincing? You know, is there a strong enough call to action? Are there good reasons why this is the best choice? So you get the idea. Key messages have to be audience focused. They don't have to appeal to everyone. Your audience might be a subset of a particular industry with certain specialisms in a specific location. That's okay. Right, time for some examples to bring this to life. As I record this, the UK has a terrible issue with water pollution in its rivers. The water companies, which are publicly listed businesses, are being blamed for putting shareholder profits first. The regulators who control them are being accused of sitting on their hands for decades. So let's hear from water quality campaigner, and if you're middle-aged, former pop star, Fergal Sharkey. Listen out for his key message.
Why do we want to keep repeating the same failed system that we've been doing for 30 years? It's over. It's finished. We do need to examine every nut and bolt of the regulatory system. And if that means restructuring the whole industry, then that's what's going to have to happen.
Good on you, Fergal. He offers a simple, clear solution in his key message. How about this one? The threat of AI deepfake technology has become a media preoccupation recently, but it's not just world leaders at risk. Listen to how campaigner Albert Fox Khan makes the issue directly relevant to people like you and me.
As much as we're thinking right now about the sort of existential threat that, you know, general artificial intelligence could pose to us, there are really mundane threats being posed by artificial intelligence today, things that are having a very real impact on people's lives, compounding racism, expanding barriers to employment for people with disabilities, you know, accelerating police injustice. And these are things that we don't have to think of as being hypotheticals for the future. These are AI threats that are happening already.
And here's an absolute classic set of key messages from the former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson during the COVID era. Proof, if it were needed, that practicing what you preach in your messaging is a really good idea.
We're now asking people to stay alert, control the virus, and save lives. And yes, staying alert for the vast majority of people still means staying at home as much as possible.
So, just a few examples for you. Listen out for key messaging next time you watch or listen to the news. And if you're preparing them for your organisation, make them clear, make them simple, and make them relevant. If you or your team need support with honing your messaging in the media, get in touch. Just Google Marvellous Media Training for our tips and advice, or email me, hello@bitfamous.co.uk. Thanks for listening.